This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how. This is how. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how. This is how. This is how to be a fashion queen. This is how. This is how. This is how to be.
Hello, hello. You guys are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Julia. You're on with Pregame with Julia every other Saturday night at 9 p.m. So tonight we have a few very special guests. Let me get this middle mic on. If you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Becca.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Madison.
Would you like to go ahead and make up any DJ names for yourselves? You gotta go for it. Just go. Whatever comes to mind. Char. You
can't put us on the spot like this. It's not cool.
You gotta come up with something. Anybody?
DJ Slow Jams.
Slow Jams. Okay, Char's DJ Slow Jams. We have DJ Bex.
Yeah, DJ Bex.
DJ Bex. And we got DJ North Carolina. From down south tonight. we're gonna just play some good songs and play it by ear. And have a great time. And also many stories and interesting conversation coming your way in the next hour. So stay tuned. If you're listening, don't go anywhere. And here is our first song to kick it off.
Too soon to know.
Okay, that was, first we had Heartlines by Broods, and it was the Cheat Codes remix. And then our second song was a Propa remix of Matoma's Running Out. Those were our first two songs. Now we're going to interject with a little story. Just a reminder, on the show tonight we have Char, Madison, and Becca. So we wanted to tell a little story because it was like perhaps the most preposterous thing that's ever happened to any of us in our lives today. So like the like cool CBIC kids we thought we were, we tried to take a road trip, or someone else is starting this off, correct?
Okay, so the week before Thanksgiving, we were just had to get off campus. We were going to go to a friend's lake, Char's lake house, actually. And we like tried to get a zip car, but like it just like took too long to get approved. And so we were like trying to borrow someone's car, and we like posted in Tufts 2020 and like in the greater Boston area Facebook page, like asking everyone we knew, like tried to commit identity fraud. It didn't work. Like everything to get off campus, and we just could not get a zip car, like for the life of us.
So we actually finally got our zip card this week, which was a major celebration. We were all very excited, and we decided to make the best of it. We were going to take a day trip, considering we were being kicked out of our dorm.
At 7 a.m. because yeah. the freaking construction.
And so, despite having gone out last night, we decided to rally at seven, which was put off a little bit until like 8 or 9. And then we spent a good 45 minutes really arguing about whether or not we were going to go. And finally we convinced the whole party to get themselves together. And so we went to Dunkin', got ourselves caffeinated, and went to go locate our janky Honda. And even before stepping foot in the vehicle, we set off the car alarm. waking everyone in the Carm area. I'm really sorry if you live around there.
Yeah, if you live there, in Carm, if you live us. Near Carm, if you live off campus near Carm, like that was us.
Sincerest apologies. In trying to pop the trunk to put our items in, we popped the hood, couldn't figure out how to close it. It was an all-around great, great beginning. And then we took off.
Unfortunately, like right off the bat, as we pulled out of the parking lot, the dashboard of the car was doing that thing where there's like not just one alert, like i.e. low tire pressure flashing, but we had like 6 or 7 going at the same time. We had like low tire pressure, gas tank was empty, engine oil was empty, VSA system, what else did we have? Like
Power steering,
like uphill parking, everything was flashing, everything was broken. And for some reason or other, like we really couldn't tell you why at this point in our lives, but at this point in time, we like saw all these on the dash of the car and we're like, oh, this is fine. Like this happens to every car. Like this is standard. So of course I paid it no attention and just like took off on the roads. We made a quick trip into Davis. To go to CVS, and then like hit the highway. Everything was going fine-ish, except the fact that like when all these alerts are flashing on your dash, they're not just like quietly flashing. They make that horrible beeping noise when you don't have your seatbelt on, just like over and over and over again. And like the responsible adults we are, instead of like acknowledging these again, we were like, someone just turn the music louder so that we don't hear these like flashing alerts of imminent danger. And then
in fact, we actually got so frustrated with sleeping that we found the manual in the car. And actually, instead of looking up, you know, like how to check oil
or
how
like
to
check your
tire
safe
pressure, we looked up like how to turn off the freaking alarms in the car because so they were annoying us so much, so that we could continue our journey in peace. But we did not have a lot of peace.
Because finally.
So we get on the road and we notice that the engine is making a really obnoxious ticking sound. So rationally, we turn the music up to cover it. So 26 miles into our trip, we turn
precisely
the music down just to hear the GPS. And we notice that the ticking noise has just dramatically increased. And then I noticed that we're losing speed.
And like jolting. Madison is literally like, the car is jolting.
So I press down the accelerator, basically floor the car, doesn't go any faster, but the ticking noise does get significantly more intense.
And I peer out the passenger window in our side view mirror and just see like clouds of white smoke coming from the car.
So then I feel the car just like shudder and stall, and I was like, oh, this is not good. And then smoke starts to come from under the hood. So we finally do something intelligent.
We're also like middle of like 95, like very fast traffic surrounding us.
We're not even in the right lane. We're in the middle lane. Pull over two lanes, pull through the shoulder all the way onto the grass, right in front of the 71.8 mile marker, if anyone was curious.
Yeah, it was.
And try to contact a Zipcar.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, so we're trying to contact Zipcar. Like, finally, we, like, get in touch with them. They send a tow truck, which takes, like, a few hours. We're just sitting in this car on the side of the road. Like, they're, like... really weird gas smells coming from the car. Like, we're not sure if it's going to explode. We're, like, a little worried. We do what any rational human being would do and, like, take a quick photo shoot on the side of the road. So finally the tow truck comes, and then we, like, have to figure out how to get back to campus because we don't have a car and we're on the side of a highway. So we walk on the shoulder out of the highway, like, what, like, half a mile to... a high school that's taking the SAT and stand in the lobby of the high school until our Uber comes, when we then squeezed in
like
five people into an Uber and just came back to campus.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
Defeated.
The towing was like, it was a mess.
Yeah, we didn't really acknowledge our gracious towers, who just kind of took the car and we fled without really interacting. Although they did pass us while we were
like walking on the highway
and honked their horns and waved at us. So yeah. SO to D'Angelo Towing Service.
Yeah, SO.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. They were there within the hour. Like, it was a sweet rescue.
Also, just like a forewarning to anyone like trying to do anything with Zipcar, just like don't. Yeah. Their customer service is like something else.
Yeah, it's really
horrific.
It's horrific. Oh. Sent from the devil himself. That was super long, so I'm going to play more music now. But like, I mean, there's a real PSA coming later, but like, first, like, informal PSA, like, don't use Zipcar. And with that, our next song is kind of a more popular song. I don't know how I feel about myself playing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Called Burn, Break, Crash by Anya San Snake Hips.
In a blink of an eye, I was flying. Yet did I Ready, B? Let's go again. Look for me, young B, cruising down a west side highway, doing what we like to do. I wait, eyes behind shades. This necklace, the reason all of my dates been blind dates. But today, I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. The one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we comfy at with no biatch. Oh no, you won't see that. And no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces. But girlfriend, work with the kid. I keep you working at Hermes Birkin bag, Manolo Blahnik and Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, and I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yeah. It's me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend. Me
look
and
for
my
me.
Boyfriend.
All right. That was. We had another two songs. First, we had. You by Lost Kings. It was also a remix by Propa. And second, we had Take a Walk with Bonnie and Clyde. It's a mashup. It's a mashup of Passion Pit's Take a Walk and Jay-Z, Bonnie and Clyde, as you probably could have guessed. While we're getting our hourly PSA together, we have a fun fact session to do between the four of us. So I think we're going with favorite. Everyone has to say your favorite unconventional form of communication, i.e. like texting, phone calling, emailing, and miming are all off limits. So Shar, start us off.
I'm going to go for the classic Venmo. I think it's an underrated way to reach out to those you care about, and it's a really nice way to like... Just you could spill your heart out if that's what you so choose to do, or you could keep it brief, a little poem, a haiku or there. I think it's a nice way to.
What's that other kind of poem that's like a similar to a haiku, but it's not a haiku?
There's so many options: acrostic, a sonnet. If you're really getting wild with it.
No. And keep going.
But that's I'm gonna go with Venmo because you're not only giving them money, you're giving them your thoughts.
Your thoughts, which is the priceless part.
I'm gonna go a Gmail chat, not like an email, but the chat you do, or better yet,
chats you do on like shared G Docs, or
better yet, like a comment on a Google Doc. Like that is really
That's just a good one.
It's the best way to communicate with anyone.
May I ask, like, who you most often communicate with on Google Doc chat?
It could be anyone. You never know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Any person in any form.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good one. Becca. I mean, Madison, you're off.
Thanks. I'm glad you know my name. I would say a very pointed Snap Story caption is the
Like the passive aggressive attempt.
Passive aggressive Facebook status.
That's good. Have you had, is there anything you want to share?
Obviously, I participate in those.
Right.
But it's also fun to just observe because it's accompanied by a picture.
Right. Yeah. And you can, like, usually sense, like, who it's pointed at.
Exactly.
Right. Right. I'm going to go with, like, a little bit of a creepier one. I'm going to go with, like, writing messages on the steam of, like, the bathroom mirror for people. So that, like, did you ever see the movie, like, Josie and the Pussycat Dolls? The, like, really weird... Okay, I know... Well, I don't even think anyone's listening. But if anyone is listening... I know that someone out there has seen this movie. It was a movie about like a like girl band in the 90s or something where like their manager uses their CDs that they release with their music to like brainwash audiences because there's like messages encrypted in it. Anyway, it gets like pretty scary when you think it's going to be like a children's pop music movie and it gets creepy and like... This really, like, the, like, pretty blonde ditz in the movie, like, gets out of the shower one time and there's, like, a really threatening message written and, like, on her mirror because, like, the room got steamy. So, like, I feel like that could be a pretty, like, mysterious way to go, you know? Like, if you want, like...
Especially in these, in shared dorm
bathrooms. Right, shared dorms. You have so much easy access. Like, you can really get creative, I feel like, with it, if I do say so myself.
The only issue with that is that your timing has to be, like, pretty precise, you know? Like, you really got to plan that out.
Like, in what way?
Like, you just
have to, like... Oh, like, you have to know when they're getting in and out of the shower?
Yeah. Like, it just bumps up a whole new level of
stalking.
Yeah.
I feel.
I would also say it becomes a challenge because the hall bathrooms are too big to fully clean your steam.
That's true. Actually, like, the other day, someone was taking, like, the steamiest shower. You know, when you, like, walk into the bathroom and it, like, hits you and you're like, whoa, there's, like, a lot of steam. Anyway, I think we have a PSA ready. So here Shark comes with the PSA.
Collected our PSA thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a little piece of opaque tape? I use stickers sometimes. They're fun. In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Also, if you've seen the Edward Snowden movie, everyone I've spoken to who has seen
that
movie,
want to see that.
They all have tape over their
cameras. It looks so good.
Yeah. So.
I hear it's very real also. Like, he was a real guy.
Too real.
Too real. Okay. With that, here's our next song. This is All I Wanna Do by Martin Jensen.
Looking through your window. Maybe you're not home. Your number, so now I'll leave another message on your phone. Oh, 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 yeah. I'm not a stalker, I just gotta know how it feels when I hold you close. So tell me what you like, cause I'm running out of time. Promise you I'm not insane, something about you that I can't explain. I'm going out of my mind. Yeah, all I wanna do is make love to you. I'll hold you tight, treat your body right.
Thank you.
hello. So we had another couple songs there. We had All I Wanna Do by Martin Jensen. We said that. And then Talking Body by Tove Lo, but it was a remix by Griffin. All of these things are remixes. Everything I'm playing right now is from SoundCloud, so if you're trying to find it on Spotify, not that anyone's listening again, but like it's not there. So we have this request for a song that like we really don't want to play, but our friend Daniel, if you're out there, put a request in for this song because he's just a loser who like really loves it. I don't know. But also before you play it, he asked us on air tonight with this song. We're just really loyal friends, so like we're doing all the things he asks. But he asked us to all go around and say our funniest / most embarrassing memory that we have of him each individually. So I thought we would do it because like why not embarrass one of our good friends on live radio? So if anyone wants to start us off, Becca, take it away.
And okay, speak so into, yeah. In the beginning of the school year, so me and Daniel were like pretty good friends, but like not that close yet because it's like the first month of college.
By the way, interjection. Like, just because so many people on this campus know this person, this is Daniel Glynn, okay? If anyone wants to know, go search him up. You probably already know him because he just befriends everyone on campus, but continue.
Yeah, okay. So we were at a frat party, and I, like, was wearing a jacket there and, like, didn't know what to do with my jacket when I got there, so I made Daniel, like, tie it around his waist. And then it was, like, getting kind of late. Like, I wanted to leave. Like, I was trying to find him because I, like, needed my jacket to get home. And he was, like, hooking up with someone. So the only, like, logical thing for me to do was to pull the jacket off of him while he was, like, making out with someone. And so I did. And it was a good time. He was really, really happy with me after that.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? What was the reaction? Yeah,
I think that brought us closer. It, like, really cemented our friendship.
Right. Of course. Okay. Next. Sure.
Shockingly, my favorite memory of Daniel also happens to involve hooking up. But on Daniel's behalf, of course.
We love this boy.
We love him. Gotta love him. So after a long night, I was walking home. Julia was with me with a couple other friends. We were on the steps back to Hill, and we hear someone barreling down the steps, shouting. I don't want to shout on air, but he was shouting.
He bit me! I've done a horrible thing,
and was just like he was crying. He was not crying, but he was on the verge of tears. He was very,
but also like
distraught.
Not shouting in like a cute way. Like I've done a horrible thing. No, he's like I've done a horrible thing.
That's precisely accurate. And he comes down, and we ask Daniel what happened, and he explains the story of the night, and basically goes on to explain what happened. And we kind of let him go, and he's doing his own thing. And we later hear from all the way down the hall, as Daniel's voice tends to carry, him shouting, still going on about this experience that he's had. A quote, a very, very quotable man. He's shouting, "Shame on my farm, shame on my family, shame on my mother, shame on my cows, shame on my ancestry." And in case any of you guys didn't get that, it is a slap of the back of the hand
to the palm.
Yeah, and it is necessary to say when you are shaming on your ancestry.
Syllable by syllable.
So if you're ever feeling ashamed, just know that it can't be that
he
bad.
He is too, yeah.
We love you, Daniel.
Specifically, if you're feeling ashamed of your farm, cows, and ancestry, just know there's someone else who is also feeling that way. Madison, do you have one?
Yeah, so it was the beginning of the year, and we were trying to go out, but campus was kind of dead. There just weren't really any parties. We tried to get into one. We couldn't get in. So we're walking around, and Daniel just walks up to Pyro. And just waltzes in the door. And they have a door and also a glass door. And he only closed the glass door so I can see him through. And I'm with a group of probably like 20 other freshmen. And he just motions us in to this closed mixer. And Pyro. And we just all walk up and follow him. And all of a sudden, the entire house.
Also, keep in mind, this is like 30 people, like 30 of us.
It's just full of like this swarm of freshmen. And then he very quickly realized his mistake and was like, no, too many people, and just attempted to herd us all out.
It was very funny. That was a good time. Wait, I actually need more time to think of mine because I was totally going to say one of those. So I'm going to play his requested song and then come back with my memory.
We love you, Daniel.
We love you, Daniel. Yeah. Thank you. This one's for you, buddy.
Them mother youth me said them definitely wrong. So tell me baby that I'm still your number one. Cause I'm not falling my demand, forget it done.
Let's go. I call my girl, cause I got a problem. Only a curl is gonna solve it.
Doing you right, the type of woman serves the things. Fistful of diamonds, handful of rings. prescription. It's so good that it hurts. Every time it's not enough, and it's a shame. Don't even know where you were. Everywhere they go, they stop and stare, 'cause you're bad at your shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know it wasn't meant to be.
Everybody, we are on air right now with a caller. We have Kyle Draper on air with us. Kyle, do you want to give a shout out to WMFO?
Yeah, so I also, you know, do radio. So shout out WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Yeah. What else you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I guess, well, I have a question.
Yeah, go for
it. It doesn't really have one person in specific that I'm aiming this toward, but I was wondering what your favorite type of athletic pants were.
Ooh, wow. Damn, that's a good one. Favorite type of athletic pants. Yeah, Shar has an answer. Go.
Yeah, this is an easy one for me. Yeah. I'm going to go with baseball pants. I think the cropped style. I like the striped ones in particular. I'm not a huge baseball person, but...
No, you just like looking at butts.
Yeah, well,
I have a serious question to your question. Are you talking comfort or style?
Comfort or style, Jake? Comfort or style? A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Okay, that's harder.
Yeah, that is tough. I'll go with I don't really know what these are called, but I'll go with the shorts that men wear that are like baggy base basketball shorts, but have the weird spandex underneath that always look a little weird looking on guys, but they're just so
What's
funny.
Oh my god, no, dude, you gotta go with chinos. What are you talking about?
By far the best for convenience are the ones that have the snaps on the side.
Or that you can just rip off at any spontaneous moment.
Yeah, just at any moment. Those are the best.
That's basketball coaches wear. Or no, the basketball players wear.
Right.
They have it right.
Yeah, the Adidas ones with the stripes. Yeah. Those, that's what you have to do. But only with the buttons. Yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Any other input for this question? Kyle, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us this super, super interesting talking point.
I'm
thanks so much.
I was told to tune in, so I did.
Oh. And, okay, we're gonna say goodnight to you, but thank you so much for calling in. We have one last song.
Sweet dreams, Daddy Dave Draper.
Cool.
Thanks for calling in. We'll see you later.
Yeah, man.
Bye. Yeah, man. Okay, you guys. We have one more song for the night. Actually, maybe we'll have time for two. But the last few songs excuse me, that you heard were I'm sorry. I'm having a... Oh, Dastic featuring Cade, Let Me Love You remix. It's by Spinnin' Records online. It's a pretty popular group. And last but not least, we're going to have to go with... I think I'm going to go for Smoke-Filled Room. It's climbing up on the charts right now, actually. I thought not too many people out there knew this song, but I think it's... I think it's gaining some popularity, so this is a personal favorite of mine. And if that's all we have time for tonight, I guess we'll do our goodbyes now. Do you guys want any closing remarks?
Thank you so much for having us. Pre-game with Julia, it was an honor.
Yeah, it was so fun. Jeff, the highlight of my night.
Definitely better than our radio show last night.
Also better than the Zipcar experience.
Right, better than all those things. So with that, this is Julia with Pregame with Julia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is our last song of the night. Thank you so much and good night.
Isn't it a little late? Shouldn't you fly away? A little dove with cigarettes, something that you can hold your breath. I heard about.
up and then she'd walk into a smoke-filled room. Oh, no one could keep their eyes off you. If a little drink or two, or how could you be that girl? Drink up.